Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. In a few weeks, when the children in Florida go back to school, they will be taught some of the dumbest shit in the history of education. They're going to be told that slavery wasn't so bad. There will be no mention of beatings, whippings, torture, or murder, of slaves dying from abuse and neglect, or people being bought and sold because they were considered to be property, not people. There will be no mention of children being separated from their parents and women being forced to have sex with their owners. They will gloss over the fact that the slaves toiled for long hours in the hot sun for no pay. Instead, it will be emphasized that the slaves got free meals, which I'm sure the Republicans will insist were gourmet quality. And they will be taught that the slaves learned valuable skills, which they benefited from. Now, just what those valuable skills are is a bit of a mystery because slaves were not allowed to be educated, so there was no reading, writing, arithmetic, or science. No special training of any kind. They were only taught what was necessary for the work that they were forced to do. But the Republicans would tell you a different story. Their version of slavery is flowers and butterflies, singing and dancing, kind of like a scene out of Alice in Wonderland. Of course, it's ridiculous, but it's what Republicans want our children to believe. So let's see if they actually believe it themselves. I propose that we have a special election. And what we will vote on is this. All Republicans must become slaves. Not permanently, just for 6 months. Long enough for them to learn some special skills. Hopefully that would be long enough for them to develop those skills, although Republicans are notoriously slow learners. Now, I know some of you are saying that this law would never pass. But if the Republicans really believe what they're saying, they should vote for it. They should be for it. The only conclusion we could come to if they voted against it is that they are lying and they know they're lying. And of course, the first slave should be Ron DeSantis, Florida's Republican governor, who signed the education bill into law. Obviously, he needs to learn some special skills. Look at what a terrible campaign he's running. 30 points behind a loser like Donald Trump. He could really benefit from being my slave. A good owner like me, I'd only beat him once or twice a day, and he'd only have to work like 14 hours with 2 15-minute breaks. And I wouldn't break up his family. His wife and kids could spend a lot of quality time together in the fields. I'm sure they'd all be singing and dancing and learning all kinds of valuable stuff in no time. Thanks for listening.